This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Xavier University is now among the ranks of colleges that will no longer require prospective students to take the ACT or the SAT to gain admission. More than 1,000 colleges and universities have loosened their restrictions related to these standardized tests. So why Xavier? Joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about it is Xavier University Enrollment Management and Student Success Vice President Aaron Meese. Welcome, Aaron.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Can you tell us what brought on this decision at Xavier?
Sure. What we really reflected on over the last couple of years as we thought about it, Michael, is as a Jesuit Catholic university, we've always valued this concept of the whole person, of a well-rounded student. And while we still anticipate that most students will still submit their test scores to us to be considered for admission, we knew there was a group of students that we really wanted to take a closer and more thoughtful look at. And we really wanted to empower students to put their to kind of make the choice about their best, putting their best foot forward, and putting more thought and more discipline around evaluating their applications for admission.
Well, tell us about who those students might be.
Sure. There are all different types of students, honestly. We know that there are a lot of students. Some of the early feedback we've gotten from families are families who look at our average standardized test score, and they're not sure their son or daughter is going to get accepted. And those students are from all different walks of life, all different backgrounds. And they are looking at Xavier, and now they're saying, "Hey, my son or daughter is going to apply to Xavier because they're a good candidate. Xavier's going to look beyond, what their test score says about them." So we know that there's no doubt that students who don't have some advantages, don't have some opportunities for coaching or for test prep, that those students are disproportionately represented by students who are first-generation, low-income families. And so we're certainly attentive to those families as well. But first, we're thinking it's a broad, our observation is it'll be a broad group of students and a broad group of families that will be attracted to Xavier because of our approach.
It was reported that Xavier typically receives about 15,000 applications for admission each academic year. You have an acceptance rate of about 70%. Do you expect that acceptance rate to stay near that number?
We anticipate it'll stay about the same. The way that we're going to evaluate applications will be very similar to the way it has been. We've always had a very holistic approach to looking at applications, looking not only at test scores, but at a student's writing sample, their high school courses, the grades they've achieved, their activities and leadership skills. So we believe the type of student will be very similar to the type of student we've been accepting over the last decade or so.
So can you talk about some of the other areas of a student's body of work that you will now be evaluating more closely without the ACT or SAT being taken into consideration?
Sure. And as I mentioned, we've always taken a very holistic approach to evaluating our applicants for admission. But for students who opt out of sending their test scores, we'll look very closely at their not only the course they took in high school, but the level of those courses, whether they're AP courses, honors courses, their grades, their grade trends, whether they've done well later in their high school career versus earlier in their high school career, their activities, their leadership experience, their experience in serving others in their community, their writing sample. And then every student typically turns in one or two recommendations, and we're going to take a very close and rigorous look at those as well.
We've seen the headlines about the federal investigation dubbed Varsity Blues, involving some well-known Hollywood families, among others, who appear to have cheated to land their children a spot at various universities. One part of that was having some fixer or stand-in take the standardized test to achieve a higher score on behalf of the child. So we know there are some illegal ways to get around the ACT or the SAT, but I do want to read a statement that was issued by the College Board. Quote,
sure.
Without an objective measure like the SAT, gaming the system to gain access to higher ed through wealth and connections would be much more common. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that assessment from the College Board.
Sure. Well, I think that as I mentioned earlier, the SAT and the ACT scores for about three quarters of our applicants we anticipate this year will still have some value. We'll still look at that for students who think that represents their ability to be successful in college. But I think it's fair to say it's a bit of a misconception that the SAT is some kind of just impartial judge of a student's innate ability. We believe that it measures something very valuable, as does the ACT, but that we believe that there are a number of students out there who, for whatever reason, their test score just doesn't line up with what clearly their academic achievement is, but as represented within the rest of their application for admission. We believe that as we look at these candidates, we'll have enough information in the rest of their application for admission to dictate or to determine if they're going to be ready for the work at Xavier or if they're not. There's also no doubt that there is a fair amount of access for students right now who have a lot of resources around coaching to take the test multiple times or test prep opportunities that does sometimes allow students to reach their more accurate assessment or a more accurate result on their ACT or SAT score. But for us, we really believe fundamentally that we can see enough in the rest of the student's application to see whether or not they're going to be successful here. And we think we have more than enough information and all of the other elements of the application that I talked about.
Well, I wonder how you compare a couple of students from different schools or school districts that submit their applications to you and have pretty similar marks in terms of their grades and involvement on campus. But let's say one of those students comes from a district that may be known for less rigorous coursework or different standards for achievement. How do you gauge that?
Well, every application is so different, Michael, that very rarely does it come down to one factor in a candidate's application for admission. So we would never make a generalization about a school district or a type of high school. We do look at the more than anything else, the types and level of courses that a student takes in high school. So, the subjects they take, and then, as I mentioned earlier, whether they're AP or honors courses, and then the grades they achieved during that time and what else they balanced outside of their academic coursework, if they had to work or they were involved in numerous activities, what leadership, activities or leadership positions they held. So when we're evaluating one candidate versus another, we're looking at the individual candidate's strengths and what's in their application and not making a generalization about a given high school or the high school district.
Why do you think this is a growing trend now after all these decades of the ACT and the SAT being such a part of our culture?
Well, it's actually been going on since 1969, which is the first time a school went test optional. Bowdoin College went test optional back then. And I think 2015, there were 50 schools that went test optional that year. So, and there were two other Jesuit schools that went test optional this summer alone. So I'm not sure I agree with your statement that that's a kind of a recent trend. It's something that schools have been gravitating to for a while. But for us, more than anything else, as I mentioned at the outset of our conversation, it's the result of us really thinking about our mission and thinking about the type of student we want and redefining the type of student that we want and redefining what a good student is and allowing students to make the choice about how they can put their best foot forward and taking a deeper dive into all these elements we've talked about, a deeper dive into the writing sample, a deeper dive into the student's coursework, a deeper dive into their leadership experience and activities. And we believe that because we take such a close look at the student's application, that the time was right to kind of put our money where our mouth is and say, hey, if the test score is important to you and you think it reflects you reflects your skills as a student, then we want you to submit that. If not, we'll take a look at the rest of your application and make a determination based on that.
Aaron Meese from Xavier University, I appreciate you joining us today and talking to us about it.
Michael, thanks for giving me the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.